Step inside.
Walk this way.
You and me, babe.
This is the Crimson and Cream podcast. I'm Connor Pasby, alongside my co-host Josh Irvin. We had a great opportunity to talk to just a great dude, Corey Nelson, a guy that we grew up watching at OU. His sophomore year, he racked up 5.5 sacks, finished with 7.5 sacks through his 4 years at OU. He also had 156 tackles throughout his time at Oklahoma. Corey got drafted in the 7th round in the 2014 draft to the Denver Broncos. That next season, he was part of the Denver Broncos Super Bowl team and also recorded 4 tackles in the Super Bowl game. Here's our conversation that we have with Corey about his journey at OU and how it carried on to the NFL.
I think it's some crazy games.
There was some crazy games.
Who ended up winning?
Wow, the Bengals beat
Joey B.
I was rooting for your man.
Yeah, he's balling out.
No, he's balling out for real. Yeah, he had a great season this year for sure. He was ready. That's I'm proud of him. That's wow. The underdogs, man.
Yeah, I was rooting for your guy Trent Williams to get to the Super Bowl.
No, absolutely.
What? How was your Super Bowl run?
Oh man. It was amazing. So, you know, you remember, I think that was back in 2015, right? That was Peyton Manning's last year.
Yeah.
We were the number one defense in the NFL. And I could compare it to a bigger bowl game. So, you know, at OU, we had always went to bowl games. Remember, I played in the Fiesta Bowl, played in the Cotton Bowl. So, I knew what it was like. And so, the Super Bowl was like that, but on a much bigger scale. Because it's like, oh, wow, this is like the ultimate championship. You know, this is what kids grow up to really want to play in. You know, this is why championships were created for and it was from games like this. It was amazing. I'm not gonna lie to you. One of the best moments of my entire life, seeing the confetti fall down, being able to play in that game and make 4 tackles. It was exhilarating. It really was.
Well, you guys came in underdogs too against Cam Newton.
Yeah, we were the underdog too.
More special.
Yeah, and I love a good underdog story. I love teams that that are underestimated. Because even at OU, we've lost to teams that we've underestimated. So I love that feeling. I have so much respect for underdogs.
Do you care if we go back to some OU moments?
Oh no, man, let's do it.
I think one that sticks out to me is when you guys are ranked number one going into at Florida State, which was a pretty big environment. You talk about that a little bit?
Man, so that was one of the wildest games. That was my sophomore year, actually. What game was that? Was that game 2 of the season or game 3? Can't remember.
Had to be. I think it was game 3.
Yeah, it was early.
I remember you guys just got ranked number 1. And then you go to Florida State that next week,
yeah. And, man, I remember walking in the tunnel, right? And I don't know if you've ever been to a Florida State game, but, like, the lights go out of the entire stadium, and they have the Seminole, because, you know, they're the Seminoles, and the Indian comes out, and there's fire, and he's running on the horse, and he, like, slams a spear in the ground. And so everybody was going crazy. And I remember Sam Proctor, he was a safety for us. He was like, if you're scared – go back inside, you know, like if you're scared, like this ain't the time to be scared, you know, and it was amazing, man. I remember just playing in that game. I think I had a tackle or two. I was young. I'm out there with Coach Venables, you know, and his defense. Shout out to him, you know, with all his success. Definitely can't wait to go to OU and hang out with him, because he's a guy that definitely changed my life. And, you know, I became the player that I was partially because of him. And he was the main reason I decided to go to OU. As opposed to Texas A&M.
So, yeah, think about recruits. Yeah, go back to the recruiting side of things. So, other than OU, what were some other main, like, colleges you were looking to go to?
Yeah, man. So, it was hard for me because I happened to be – I was an All-American, and then I won Parade All-American. So, I had, like, over 30 scholarships – You know, I could have went almost anywhere. And I was supposed to take a trip to USC. That was going to be my last official visit because we have a total of five. I took four. I took one to Texas A&M. I took one to OU, Minnesota, and Tennessee. And then I visited Texas on a junior day and a couple other schools on a junior day, Baylor. But the official visits was where it was at. And that whole process, man, I don't know. I learned so much, you know, from just figuring out what it is I wanted to get, which team I wanted to play for, and, you know, which coach I wanted to play for. And the reason I chose OU over A&M was because Texas A&M, their linebacker coach had retired, right? Mm-hmm. And this was like a couple of days before signing day. I find out, and I had to make a choice. Do I stay with them knowing that I don't know the linebacker coach that they're going to bring in? Because I don't know if you guys know, I was undersized for my position. So, you know, I didn't know if he was going to like my style of play, but I knew Coach Venerables did.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I knew I liked OU out of Minnesota and Tennessee because I kind of wanted to be close to home. And so, yeah, that whole process, man, it really boiled down to really me and Coach Venerables having a personal relationship with each other throughout that entire process. And, yeah, it's really ultimately what led me to go to OU. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, you did. You're talking about being undersized and going to Oklahoma, getting into being part of the Smitty workouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I led you get bigger, stronger, and, you know, ready to compete in the Big 12.
Absolutely.
Do you have any little Smitty stories working out?
So many stories, man. I remember one time. So Smitty's a tough guy. Him and his whole staff, Scotty. We had DJ there. We had so many trainers that was there when I was there that I worked out with. CC. These guys did not play, man. So I remember one time we were running 200s, right? We was waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and this was in the springtime, right? So it was right before winter workouts. And it was summertime. It was summertime. It was after all of this. It was summertime, and it was my sophomore year. And every morning we got up. I don't know why we did this, y'all. We run 200. No, we would run six. What is it where you run around the curve? Okay, we would run 400s. We would do four 400s as a warm-up. This is just a warm-up.
Oh, God.
That's a warm-up. I'm not a long-distance runner. I'm a linebacker. Right? I'm a striker, so I'm short-distance type of guy.
Yeah,
and I knew that. Like, I could run the 200 because we would run 200s, too. But we ran the 400, and I could never make my times. And I remember I would always have to come back and do it in the afternoon in the summertime. And so once you run those 400s, you go in, you do your lower body lift, and then Smitty would be like, "See, big dog, that's not good. That's not what we want." Dog. Right? Like you know, he was big dog. He could talk to you. And he was like, "You gotta make it times, big dog." He said, "It's a championship team." And he was like, "You act like you don't care, you know?" And
yeah.
I would try to tell him, because it was hard for me. But I remember that because running those 400s in the summertime, when I had to come back after I didn't make my time, come back in the afternoon and run in the heat, we go and do lower body. Then after we do lower body, we run back out and we run stadiums. And it's like, we just ran, you know?
Yeah.
It was tough, yeah, man. It was brutal, you know?
Yeah,
it made us the player. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I was just saying, I see some former players like on Twitter talking, like, for example, Aaron Colvin, Zach Sanchez, those guys talking about, like, how much hell those workouts were. But like you said, at the end of the day, prepares you for battle.
It definitely did. It definitely prepared me for battle. Not only that, it prepared me for off the field too. You know, in my transition off the field, I realized that I have a great work ethic, an outstanding work ethic, you know, and it's a testament to the OU program, to Jerry Smitty and his group. Even to Coach Venerables, you know, everyone that I've been a part of in the OU community, even the fans, everybody played a key part in allowing me to be the person I am and have the work.
So you think this team will be a lot tougher than the previous years?
I do. I definitely, and I think it tells you you're going to be an amazing player. I mean, look what he did in Clemson, right? He went there. They were the number one defense for a while. They were winning those next coach that they had on the defensive side. So I think this group of these guys that are coming in, it'll probably take a year, maybe two, because they'll have to kind of weed out the guys that aren't, you know, and coaches choosing players. They have certain guys that they go for. That's why I said, like, I was an undersized linebacker, but Coach Venables, he liked the undersized linebacker for a certain position. You know, because that was just his liking. And that's when I kind of realized that's how coaches are, especially in the college world and in the NFL. But they want their type of guys to be in that program, you know, to make them fit, mm-hmm. you know, sophomores or stuff. So now you kind of got to try to groom those guys, but you really want to get them out. So it'll be about a year or two until they really get the people that they want, the players that they want. But give it time. I think they'll be good. This year, it'll be a season of growth for them.
Well, it's pretty unique seeing – Venables getting all these former OU coaches back. Like you said, Smitty, and of course you got DeMarco there. I don't know if you know Brandon Hall, who's the cornerbacks coach. I think it's
just I know Brandon Hall.
I think it's just unique to get all the former OU guys back. So that's probably gonna make you feel, you know, somewhat special too.
Yeah, sorry. It's been tripping all day.
I think it's you're good.
We'll be bad a couple years ago, you know, world of sports. You know, a lot of guys are playing timid now because there's so many rule changes. But it still doesn't change your aggression, you know. And I think just overall, OU like has to have that hunger, you know, that aggression. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we lost it. You know, especially defensively. We had lost it for a while. And that's what's important, because that's what's going to win you games. You have a solid defense, you know. So playing for the Broncos, it taught me that if you have a really good defense, it's really just up to the players, the type of players that they bring in, you know, their mentality and how they approach it. You know,
yeah, Corey,
kind of full circle.
You also saw with like Lincoln going after just talented offensive recruits, so he didn't really balance out the like offense and defense recruits. So that's probably why you saw the defense being, you know, down at times compared to what you were playing back in the days where, you know, it was just a high powered defense.
Yeah. And our offense was good too. Yeah. The most games we've lost when I play every season, the most we would lose is maybe two. Because our defense was so good, especially my first 2 years. Now when Mike Stoops came in, it got a little, the defense wasn't like Venables, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know, the value of the, you know, just so, but it was still a good defense, and we still hung on because we still won championships, you know. But I think with Venables being in there and the staff that he's bringing in, it's going to be a more defensive minded group. It's going to be a more, you know, the players are going to be a lot more tougher, you know, even on offense, you know. I love a defensive minded coaching staff, you know, that's brought in, because they teach everybody to be tough, you know, hard nosed. And that's what you need, especially, you know, with OU going into the SEC.
Yeah, you want to be defensive minded first, and then you can worry about the offensive side of the ball when it comes.
Yeah, you can worry about, because if you look at the SEC, the guys on the defense on SEC, those guys on the SEC's defenses, they'd be leading the nation, you know, in college football.
Those guys, Alabama. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I was going to say, those guys in the national championships were hitting this past year.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
In that national championship game, there's two things that stick out: the defensive line play and the linebackers.
Yeah.
Getting pushed up front.
That's what wins you those games, man.
For sure.
That's what wins you those games, you know, because offense is going to score, you know. If you have a good offense, you have a decent quarterback, or even a good quarterback, he's going to score, you know. That's not going to happen. But if your defense is better, and if your special teams is better, even with a decent or okay offense, you're most likely going to 9 times out of 10 win that game.
Yeah, if they can't score, you win.
If they can't score, you win. Yeah.
Hey, Corey, I was going back and looking at some of your highlights, which I enjoyed watching you play linebacker at OU. But I was looking back at some of your highlights, and the one play that sticks to my mind is at Notre Dame. I believe it was Eric Stryker got a strip sack. You pick it up and run in for six. Remember that at Notre Dame?
I remember that. Yeah, man, I remember that. That was historic, because that stadium has so much history there, and I didn't know that. And so to be able to do that at a stadium like that was monumental in my life. I remember that though. I played very well that game too. I actually covered like one of their best tight ends. They tried to throw the ball to him twice, you know, incomplete. Made a TFL tackle off on the quarterback. It was like 3rd and 1. Just crazy. I don't know. That game was fun. It was a great game.
Both those games. I was saying before that, you guys, it was lost, but, you know, College Game Day was there. The atmosphere was amazing. Back and forth battle. You had Manti Te'o on the Notre Dame side. That was also a fun game to watch at home.
Fun game, too. Yeah, and they had a nasty defense, too. Their defense was good.
They were good.
I believe that year they went on faced Alabama in the championship game.
Yep, they did. They did. Yeah, they were stout. They were a solid team. So much respect to Notre Dame. I love playing in that game, and I love playing against them. That's a team I definitely respect.
But like you saw Corey Nelson, you saw Tom Brady retire. You had some. I saw your Instagram picture. You had some moments going up against Tom Brady. What was it like seeing Tom Brady announce the retirement?
Yeah, I was actually kind of shocked. You know, like, wow, the GOAT retiring so soon. You know, we thought he was going to at least play another season or at least go out, you know, winning the Super Bowl.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. You know, that's what it sounded like. But, you know, he had other goals and other plans. And so I'm happy for him, man. He deserves it. You know, much needed retirement for him and everything that he's done. It was an honor, man, playing against him. So I played against him, I think, every year I was in Denver, except for my last year. But for 5 years, I played Tom Brady, with Peyton Manning. And then Peyton Manning left after that. We still played Tom Brady, you know. So I played him 5 of my years while I was there. So I really got to see him frequently, you know, and I got to start, you know, a couple of games against him, mm-hmm. you know, got to play out there. And it was an honor. You know, even when I was out there playing, I was like, wow, I cannot believe this is Tom Brady. And I'm, you know, and I'm calling the defense. And
it's Madden. You're playing Madden with him, and now you're finally on the field.
I'm playing Madden. Yep. And that's why I put that on my page, man, because I really played Madden with him, right? And I was just like, this is crazy to me. And he's out there checking the line. I'm out there looking. I know the check because I studied film that week. So I'm like, it's run. And I'm telling the line, run, run. You know, and the play goes and we stop him. And it's like, wow, bro. I'm really out here playing against one of the best of all time. And it was amazing, man. If I get a chance, I'm going to send you a picture. He threw a sweet ball to Edelman. I couldn't even reach it. The way he threw it away from me to where I couldn't even reach it. Out of bounds, and Edelman caught it and kept his feet in bounds. It was great. I'm gonna send you the picture. I'm gonna show you what it looked like.
Yeah, you just tell yourself that I can't do much about that. That's just the GOAT doing GOAT.
Can't do much about that. It's the GOAT, man. He's doing GOAT things. You cannot stop that man. So yeah, he's a great player. I'm happy for him. I'm glad I got to play against him. Having to beat them to go to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, I remember that.
I've met 12. Yeah, I played against 12 for a while.
Playing with Peyton Manning.
Oh, man, it was amazing, man. I got to play with him for 2 years. The type of guy that he is, that you see, that how he is on TV, that is exactly him. You know, that's the type of humor that he has. He's always cool. You know, he had pranked us my rookie year. We thought we were doing a nonprofit organization for puppies. And they did an interview with us, and they recorded us on the internet. It was all smoke and mirrors. It was all jokes, and we didn't even know. We thought it was serious, and he came up there and like told us it was a joke. It was crazy. The way he described, because the way we were talking, you know, it was like, what? You know, like, oh yeah, I love puppies. You know, they're amazing. They changed my life, and everybody's laughing, right, knowing that like this is all a facade. And we like signed papers and took pictures with the people. It was crazy, y'all. But that's when I knew, like, oh, okay, Peyton Manning is a jokester.
He's got a joking side of him. It's not all serious.
He does. It's not all serious, man. but definitely, he is a serious guy. And, you know, he's the type of guy that you respect, you know, you honor. I talked to him a few times when I was in Denver, and I enjoyed every conversation with him. You know, very, very humble guy, smart, you know, loves to just do him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool.
I'm gonna close out here in a little bit, Corey. But what was your favorite game while you were playing at OU 3 or 4 years?
Favorite game?
Tough question. Sorry.
That is a tough question, man. Because I had some great games. at OU. Okay, so what led me to get the second most sacks in out of a linebacker in school history, second most sacks was my sophomore year. What started that role was when we played Kansas, and I didn't even get in the game. I got in late that game, but ended up racking up like 4 sacks. And after that, like I would get like 2 sacks or 1 sack a game, and I didn't realize I had the second most sack record, you know, out of a linebacker OU history. So that was an honor. I would say playing in that game, thinking about it now, that was huge, because I never made that many plays in such a monumental thing. But there's so many. That's hard. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
There's so many.
I know there's so many, man.
I played West Virginia, right? And it was one season, and it was like 3rd and 5. And we was playing man coverage, and I was guarding a tight end, and they threw the ball to him. The tight end, he caught it. He had it in his hands, but I was guarding him, and I literally knocked it out of his hands. And that ended up winning us the game. That was like key play.
You were a part of that when they played at West Virginia, when you guys ended up winning the game with Landry and Kenny, but Tavon Austin went off in that game. You were part of that, weren't you?
Yeah. Yep, I was. And it felt like a loss to us. You know, yeah, like we shouldn't have won that. We got toasted. So it felt like a loss. But playing in that game, man, that was crazy. Because Tavon Austin, he made history. He did. Mm-hmm. He created history. I think he was like the first to ever rush for like that amount of yards in school history, something like that. Crazy. So I got to watch him make history on us, which is wild.
Yeah. You don't want to be a part of it, but it's still cool to see.
Yeah. It wasn't cool to be a part of it.
I wouldn't want to be in the film room on Monday though.
Oh no, it was bad, man. As I said, we lost that game. That felt like a loss. That whole week, yeah, we lost. We didn't even win that game, which is crazy.
What was the most difficult place to play? The most loudest,
and probably difficult. It was my freshman year. I played in that game. We went against Mizzou, and they ended up beating us. We was ranked like number 3 or 2, but they ended up beating us. It was a big game. The first play,
I remember that.
They took the kickoff to the house, and it was so loud I could hear screeches. Like, that's how loud it was. My ears, like, that's how loud the stadium was. It was rocking, and I was wow, they came ready to play.
But I remember that. I remember that year because, yeah, you guys actually came in ranked number one. That was the year where number one teams were just falling, like, off the cliff each week. And then you guys came in, and – you know, the whole like nationwide's like, oh man, this could be a chance for number one to go down again.
All right. And that was just crazy to me. But that was probably the most difficult game because it was really like, oh wow, these guys are good. And they came ready to play. Yeah. And they were when we played them it was crazy that game. I mean, Tavon Austin, he was going crazy. They were yelling and he was hyping the crowd up on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. Gonna let you go. It was a joy talking to you.
Oh, no, enjoy talking to y'all
on this Zoom together.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Oh yeah, anytime, man. If y'all have any more questions, I'm more than welcome to, you know, ask. My life is, I've experienced so much, you know.
Yeah.
On the field, off the field, just growing and just being the type of person that I am. Football definitely has played a huge, monumental part in my life, you know, mm-hmm. and making me the type of guy that I am and the type of heart that I have. And I'm forever grateful to the game of football, you know, even at OU, I'm forever grateful, you know, to the fans, even in the NFL, to all the fans and everyone that I've met, teammates, I'm grateful for it all, for real. So you guys, you know, want to ask me anything else, man, I'm an open book. I'll tell you all the story, any story. I don't mind sharing.
Appreciate you living back the glory days.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
give a horns down before we go.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Appreciate it, Corey.
Man, thank you, guys. Thank you, Connor.
We'll stay in touch, man. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to send you that picture. I got you.